This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
I'm Captain Save-A-Ho over here.
Are you? Yeah.
For the right one.
I like a guy that's a little overweight.
Right. I'll keep going. I like where we're headed.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of First Date with Lauren Compton. My guest today is the host of the podcast Stabby's World. He's got a brand new special called Fat Rascal coming out on Netflix on December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Stavros Halkias.
Hello, everyone.
I'm so excited to have you on my show.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good, yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't.
Okay, well, let's hop right into it.
Let's get right in there.
We need, the world wants to know.
Yeah.
All
I'm pretty
about
open.
You. Good.
Whatever you want to hear.
Okay. Do we need a safe word?
No, I don't think so.
Just go for it. It'll
be a slur. How about when I say a slur, you'll know it's too far. We'll bleep it. It'll just be us. We'll know what I said.
Okay. If you had to pick a safe word, it seems like everyone picks the same safe word.
Okay. I'll pick a different one.
What would you pick?
Trunt.
Trunt?
Yeah, I don't know that it's a word, but it feels like something you might say if you're in duress, under duress.
Trunt.
Trunt!
Trunt!
You know, like if, you know, you're too far, you know, typical safe word situations, I'm guessing that's rough nipple play, something's too far up your ass,
yeah.
These kinds of, we're not really talking about psychological stuff, which is what we're kind of discussing here.
Right.
So I feel like if someone were to really hammer my balls too hard, I would be like, Trunt! You know,
okay.
It just felt right.
Yeah.
It just feels right.
I agree with you.
So
or just yell out cunt.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to say cunt.
You don't want to make her go away. You still want her to be present.
And the UNT is a very powerful suffer.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
It's really aggressive. So I just feel like, you know,
yeah.
Trying to take some of the power back.
Okay.
I'm hinting at cunt, but I'm not saying it.
You're rhyming.
You know, exactly.
You're a poet now.
I'm putting it in her brain.
Yeah. You know? You're like, it could be coming.
It could be, yeah.
Stop hammering my balls.
Please, yeah. Please put your stilettos off my foreskin, please.
All right. Appetizer question.
Yes.
What is your death row meal?
Ooh, death row meal. I would probably say a Korean barbecue spread with all the fixins. You know, we're talking like A5 Wagyu.
Yes.
You know, grill. I'd want to grill it myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to enjoy, I want to smell the meat grill for the last time.
Yeah, just see it sizzle.
Just, I want to see it sizzle. I want to see the fat dance on the, on the coils. You know what I'm saying? I'm going out. I'm about to meet my maker. So I want some short rib.
Uh-huh.
I want maybe a nice dumpling, a seafood pancake. You know, a steamed egg.
I don't think that's asking for too much.
It's not asking for too much.
This is death row.
What have I done? Okay, I killed a bunch of kids. You know, like whatever.
Yeah.
In this, you know, I'd like to think in this situation maybe it was more noble than that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was defending my family and I was railroaded by the criminal justice system.
Okay.
You know, so I'm actually a good guy. You know, and I'm kind of hoping at the last second maybe the governor steps in, saves my life, but I still have this Korean barbecue meal in my belly.
Yeah.
A little short, a little galbi, or is it kalbi? I want to get my pronunciation right. Are you a big KBBQ queen?
I'm not.
No.
But I'm getting hungry while we talk about it.
Sure.
So maybe that's what I'll have.
I think you should try it out.
When you go on a fancy date, where do you take a girl to dinner?
Fancy date. I like to bring women into my world. So we like to go to I like to get them with a nice Greek spot, you know? So it's like, I know that menu, like the back of my, I don't even need to see a menu at a good Greek restaurant.
Really? Yeah, what do you order?
We start with a nice Greek salad, of course.
Uh-huh.
You know, the classic. Don't even let me see lettuce in there, okay? If they fucking bring out lettuce, we're leaving immediately. It's tomatoes. It's cucumbers, green pepper, red onion, good quality feta.
Uh-huh,
you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We get a tzatziki, which is... Now, look. The problem is there's some garlic in here. So if we're going to make out afterwards, we're all adults here. We know that's what happens.
Yeah.
But I just kind of feel like you've been transported to the Mediterranean. You know, this is how we do things.
You're not going to avoid the garlic.
You're not going to. And there might be, who knows? It could be like maybe fights against STDs. Garlics are a natural antibacterial. If you've got it in your system, you're going down on someone, maybe it fights off whatever they got there.
You are reaching.
I'm reaching, but it's, you know, but it's a possibility. None of my cousins have venereal diseases in Greece, and they have never worn a condom. They haven't even glanced at a condom sideways.
Are you?
So it's possible.
Are you Greek?
I am Greek. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you
Stavros
from Greece? I mean, don't act Come like on. I know that Stavros is
let's
Greek.
Go. Let's,
okay.
Let's get cultured here, Lauren. You could do that.
Look, that's I know more pretty... about diamonds than rhinestones. Okay. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Names.
Are Greeks
and...
rhinestones? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are
it's
you
a very bad analogy.
Are you
analogy.
Calling me cheap?
I am
fake diamonds.
Immediately regret saying that.
It's not going well on my end right now.
Well,
I'm actually in the driver's seat now, it feels like.
You're still here.
But yes, I'm taking her to a Greek restaurant. We're getting a lamb chop. We're getting a nice piece of seafood. I'm ordering in Greek, so I kind of have that, like, you know, a little mystique there.
So
little,
you're bilingual.
I am bilingual.
Do you have any other languages up your pocket?
Just Greek. Okay. Just the ones my parents forced me to speak as a baby.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How is your relationship with your parents?
Mom, good. Which I think is important. You know, women like to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, much better to not like your dad than I can kind of. They probably usually have a. It, let's be honest, if they're on a date with me, they probably don't like their dad.
Daddy
so,
issues.
So we have like a. We have a clear connection there. Love my mother. Adore her. She's the best. I got that. I got Lil V in my back pocket. That's her nickname. Got her in my back
Little
pocket.
Lil V.
Yes. I don't want to say. I mean, you can probably find her name, but it's a cute.
Yeah.
It's a cute name, you know? And yeah, it's good. You know, we see each other. They're in Baltimore. I'm in New York. I like to pop down. Classic immigrant stuff. You know, I'm the firstborn son, providing for the family.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're in a movie theater and okay. the people in front of you are being loud, mm-hmm. and you're on a date. What do you do?
Okay, now we're getting into some issues that I have, because I would. Now, how early in the date is it? Does she know me, or am I still pretending to be a better guy than I am?
Well, I would hope that you would maintain the same personality
all, right.
all the way throughout.
Let's be, okay. Is that, you would hope that?
I mean.
Okay. Is that how reality
because
works?
Because you have to show your true colors up front. Because let's say that you don't say anything, and then you come off mm-hmm. as a pussy.
I would never say, not say anything. The thing is, I would maybe go too hard. I've gone too hard in situations.
Would you throw
before.
Popcorn?
I would tap the guy. I would just tap them politely.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I do. I do have some anger issues that I am in therapy. I'm getting they're under control, right? But I would let's be upfront about this. I would give him a gentleman's tap on the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, could you guys keep it? I'd be overly polite. I would even give off potentially the hint that I am a pussy, just to kind of throw him off the scent.
Let him,
right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, like really over the top. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Could you just please keep it down? I really want to see Avatar 3, you know, or whatever. Now, if they don't do that or they react poorly, that's when I would really ratchet it up and just, you know, call them a piece of shit, maybe ruin the whole date because, and I'm being disrespected by this man.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the issue. That's what I'm trying to work on. Now, is it an empty movie theater? Maybe we just move, you know? Now, what kind of girl is she? Does she like that I might verbally, I haven't been in a fight in a while, but I will... you know, really yell at a guy. And look, how big is the guy? Could I fuck him up? Because there's a lot of variables I need, though. Because if I could easily fuck him up, then I might, like, that guy would maybe take it to the edge.
Mm.
And then, you know, and then my face would start getting hot and I would profusely apologize. And I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I fucked up bad. And then I would go to the bathroom. And then I'd come back like nothing ever happened with a box of fucking Milk Duds.
Yeah.
That's probably what
like,
I'd do.
Like, no, your conversation is way more interesting than the movie. Please,
yeah,
keep
yeah.
going.
No, I would apologize to my date because I've made a scene is what I'm saying.
Oh, not the
yeah,
guy.
No, not the guy.
Okay.
No. The guy I would come to blows with. And then I would be like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought this you were saying if he was too big, you would go, you would.
Oh, no. I would have to take it. I would have to, because I will talk shit, and then, look, you fucking.
So then you would take what you deserve.
I reap what I sow.
Reap
and
wolf.
Yeah, I would. But I would not allow that kind of behavior, for sure.
That's fair.
And I love the movies, you know? It's a magic, cinema's magical.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want that ruined for my lovely date.
Do you like sports?
I do.
What's mm-hmm. your favorite sport?
I'm a basketball guy.
Okay.
I like football also. But yeah, basketball is my favorite sport.
Have you ever sat courtside?
I have.
Oh, it's a feeling.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sat courtside at the Knicks. I've sat courtside at the Liberty. And I'll probably, it's nice. Now, I will say, as a plus size man, courtside seats, actually not that comfortable. They're little folding chairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, you were going to say? You were, that's what you were thinking?
The only time, so sports, so yeah. Basketball has been fucking ruined for me.
Uh-oh.
Because, at least live, because the only time I've ever been, I've only been twice, and both were courtside. And neither of them were on a date. I went with a girl.
Wow.
Like, we just went for fun.
Wow.
And so.
For fun, maybe NBA player recruiting. Maybe got those titties out, see what's up. You know what I mean?
It was more like the VIP backstage access.
The money
there
guys.
Was free food.
Okay. Respect.
I
like that. That is. That
free
is,
food and drinks.
That is a nice free food. I'm just saying, if I were a hot girl, I would be trying to fuck an NBA player, personally.
I'm not into athletes.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we looking at? What's your type? Do you have one?
I like medium ugly guys.
Medium ugly. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Keep them low.
Yeah.
You've got all the upper hand in the relationship. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that pussy control.
Yeah. Full you pussy know? Control.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
okay.
I like a guy that's a little overweight.
Right. I'll keep going. Baby. I like where we're headed.
I don't go.
How little? Now, how loose is your definition of little? That's an important question.
Let's just say if he doesn't have some anger issues.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, geez, I'm sweating.
Moving on to my main
Moving
course question.
Let's do it.
How do you feel about sharing food or toothbrush with a significant other?
Oh, who cares? Let's get in there. Food, an absolute no-brainer. What are we doing here? That's like, food is communal. That's the other thing. It's like, let's get a little bit of everything, you know? Like back to that, you know, dinner. It's like, I want you to feel like you're out on a date with a sultan. You know what I mean? One of everything for the, nothing's too good for my girl, you know, that kind of vibe. You want to take one little bite, and you don't like it, who cares, you know? We're having a good time. Toothbrush, I also don't care because if it's a good relationship, toothbrush is the issue. We've eaten each other's asses, hopefully. we're gonna stop at fucking at some Oral-B. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know? We're all adults here.
When was the last time you had a one-night stand?
Yesterday. No, I'll probably see her again.
How many serious relationships have you had?
Two or three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for love?
I am. Well, I've been, you know, I'm sure you get a cavalcade of just emotionally stunted comedians on this show. I think you're probably used to this. But I'm looking for love, but my lifestyle right now is not very conducive to, you know, actual, you know, I've been touring for 2 years straight. It's ending. It's ending at, you know, on... The special's coming out December 5th, and then I'll be done touring then. So maybe, you know, 2024, maybe it's time to hang up my fat little slut jersey into the rafters, retire it, and find love. But, you know, for now, I'm throwing this little wiener around, you know? I'm airing it out.
So when you hang up your jersey.
Yes.
And you start looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go on dating apps or are you an in-person?
I don't know. I would assume, like, everyone I've met, like, the serious relationships I've had have all been kind of organic. Like, I meet somebody, we kind of strike up there's some kind of feeling over time and I ask them out or whatever. And in fact, both my last relationships, we were kind of friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them out. They said, no, let's just be friends. And I was like, no, I don't want that. And then
trying to fuck.
And then they kind of like, you know, it was like, look, we have either. And it was like, no, we can be friends, but we're not going to be like, we're not hanging out. You know, like, I'm not going to be a dick to you, but it's like, what are the odds that we're really going to have a deep, you know, platonic relationship? I'm just going to be upfront. They're very small, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like, I asked them out, and then they kind of let it marinate for a second, you know? And then we ended up dating for, you know, 6 months, and then the other person we dated for on again, off again, two or three years? I don't even... It was kind of messy at the beginning.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, one of those. So yeah, I do think... I've met people off the internet. Shout out to the gals in the DMs. We really appreciate you these last couple of years.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. I guess I'm just open to whatever happens. And even, like, some of the best casual relationships I've had in the last, the only really good one, the only person I really cared about, was just kind of a cold DM.
Really?
And we really got along really well, and I fucked it up, obviously. And I regret it to this day. But, you know, what are you going to do? That's life, baby.
Well, you can look into the camera and give her an apology if you'd like.
I'm really sorry. If you and that guy break up, hit me up. You know? And you and that guy that treated you a lot better than I did ever break up. I'm right here.
Let's say you went online and you got a Hinge profile.
Sure.
What would your punchline bio be? Like your pick, your...
Oh, I don't... I'm not interested in that at all.
What do
I'm
you mean?
I'm not going into Hinge.
Where would you go?
That's just,
Raya?
I'm just out there, baby.
You're just on the internet.
I'm on the internet, yeah. I'm not going to lower myself to Hinge.
Okay,
you know?
You're not a swiper.
I'm not a swiper.
What about Tinder?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I'm an Instagram, if you want to call what I'm doing dating, I'm an Instagram DM dater.
Uh-huh.
Twitter. I'm a very sex positive guy. Big fan of hoes, right? I think those are some of the finest people we have. I'm serious here. I'm not even trying to be...
Stavos, that's a red flag.
Why is it a red flag? You're sex negative? Is that what you're saying? You're slut-shaming these women?
No, I'm not slut-shaming these women.
It sounds like you kind of are.
Well, I guess you're not looking for love, but still.
Wait. Who says I can't fall in love with a hoe? Now who's
so
being fucking
So now you're trying to turn a hoe into a housewife.
I will, absolutely. I'm Captain Save-A-Hoe over here.
Are you?
Yeah, for the right one.
Okay, well, you need a cape.
First of all, I'm a hoe. That's what I'm saying. You're being a little misogynistic here, Lawrence.
I feel like we need that theme song, Who's a Hoe?
Yeah. I think people that are letting it loose, better people. They've been nicer. You know what I mean? They're like people that are just, you know, they're just having a good, time.
Hoes are nicer?
I think so, absolutely. Are you flabbergasted by this admission?
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty nice.
You're not. You wouldn't consider yourself a hoe?
No.
Why? Let's take the bite. What? I mean, not to be. I don't know. Are you like a serial monogamous? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Boring. It sucks. You fucking stink. You know.
That's a red flag.
You don't want to go have like a fun time and suck somebody off and then give them a nice handshake afterwards. Really fun. You know.
I mean,
having
I do,
some
but
margs.
I like to do it with the same person.
That's okay, I guess. Teach his own, I suppose. But
is
you
this
know,
a Greek thing?
I don't think it's a Greek thing. I think you're being a little judgy.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
So how would you want me to be?
I would just say open your horizons up.
Uh-huh.
You know, to maybe
taste the rainbow.
Get in there. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, different experiences. Now I'm not saying you have to fucking fuck random strangers. Like yeah, go little flings here and there. That kind. Oh. You know what I mean? Just kind of like.
And this builds character.
I think it does.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know that it builds character, but that's a different type of person, uh-huh. Right? And I personally jive with them a little better than somebody that's, you know, had 9 boyfriends in her life consecutively, usually, I
right.
would say. That's just a person, maybe it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
I'm a fun time, you know what I mean? I'm not good at commitment, but we'll have a great weekend, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what I'm...
But see, I'm into more than just a great weekend.
There's magic in these little moments, though.
Oh,
Lauren.
Stavros.
There really is. There's really magic in some human connection and seeing different types of breasts. You know, all.
But you
different
have the
kinds.
Internet for that.
Not come on, it's not the same.
You want to touch and feel.
I want to touch, feel.
Hundreds of difference of tits.
Yeah.
Hundreds of different tits.
Yeah.
I'm not even used to saying that kind
right.
of a thing, so
you
I
gotta,
stuttered.
I mean, you gotta. Yeah. You gotta let your hair down a little bit. I think you got to kind of, you're a little, just a pinch up
But
tight.
You know what? I can honestly see how you would want to see hundreds of different, hundreds
yes,
of
different sets of tits. Different tits. Hundreds of different tits.
Thank you.
This is like a fun grammar exercise. This isn't even, where does the S go?
I don't want to see hundreds of different dicks.
That's fair. Some people do, though. You know, look at that, even that face you're making, you know, ugh. You know, it's like somebody fed you a lemon.
I know. You know? I'm trying to digest it. I'm trying to pretend like it's not sour.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to digest it. You could
just spit it right
out.
Back
yeah.
out. I don't have to swallow on my
no,
own show.
You
Thank
don't.
You, Stavros. All right. Moving on to the next dessert main course question. I can't even remember which part of this menu I'm in. I'm like talking about a dessert, and I'm like, "Whoa, it's not lemon meringue." What is the largest age gap? that you would be okay with in a relationship? Now, you're a whore, so I'm expecting a wide range here.
Yeah, I don't know. Who gives a... I mean...
yeah. Moving on. Next question.
In both ways, by the way. Up and down, just to be sure, just to be clear. I've made out with old ladies before.
Would you... This is... I feel like I just shut a lot of these questions assume
where
we're
on.
Going. Okay. Would you still... Would you date someone that lived with their ex?
No. That's crazy.
Okay, now we
that's
can open
insanity.
This back up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That, like, we can agree. That's... Who the fuck does that? What's the...
Some people do that.
I mean, is it like they dated in fucking college, like, and they're platonic friends? One's a lesbian now and they're platonic friends? Like, I don't...
Let's say that they're like a girl and a guy signed a lease together, right? They got into the relationship and now they have broken up and they still live together for the time being because they're sharing this lease.
Right.
But she's like, I'm single.
Okay. Well, you would think that that's a short-term situation, right? That, like, she's not going to re-up the lease, right? Maybe it has 3 months on it, whatever.
Right.
And if so she just got out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So we're probably in a pretty early stage where it's like, we're just getting to know each other. Would I, now, if she was like, you know what? Me and Mark have a really good thing going. We're going to stay roommates. I'd be like, that's insane. I'm not dating you. But if she was like, if she's complaining about it and, like, clearly she wanted nothing to do with him. Yeah. You know, whatever. Now, would I sleep totally easy knowing that he's lurking and knowing that I've fucked many of my exes in that messy, you know, right after breakup period? I wouldn't sleep easy, but it would be a case-by-case basis and, you know.
Yeah.
But if it was like, you know, they're just like, she's going to do it for a year or something, that's her plan, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
What if they still slept in the same bed together?
No, what the fuck are we talking
about?
I don't
know.
Who the fuck are these people?
But, like, let's say it's a one bedroom. I'm trying to get in there, Stavros.
That's lunacy.
Okay.
Anybody who would do that is out of their mind.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I like that they exist. I don't want to be in one, but I will fuck your wife if you ask me to. That's sort of my take. I've actually been dating women in open relationships. It's pretty sick because it's like, you actually are friends with someone. You have a relationship. It doesn't feel one-night standy. That's why I'm saying I love hoes. Because these are some of the most nurturing people I've ever come across in my life. And
nurturing, what a word.
Yeah, in more ways than one. And I think they're cool. I don't think I could... I think maybe I could do it early on in a relationship, but if it ever got serious, I wouldn't. I still have... The way I look at it is that there's a time to fuck around, and then I still have some traditional ideas about, like, all right, when we're done, let's get married. You know, if you have kids, I don't want to, like, tell my kid, like, all right, you're sleeping over your friend's house because me and mom are going to fuck Aunt Donna. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want, that's a weird, they don't want them. That's a strange thing. I think once you get to the next level, I'm a little, call me old fashioned. I'm a little traditional in that sense, but yeah.
What if, have you ever met someone and you were more interested in their sibling, like their sister, or like a best friend? Like, you ended up...
You've made the wrong choice, you find out.
You go
to the first group hang and you're like, I got the dud in the group.
Yeah.
No, I've been lucky to dodge that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been lucky to dodge that. I'm trying to think. Not really, no. I've been very, you know... Yeah, how about you? Has that happened to you? Sounds like it has. No.
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 No, I've been lucky in that too.
Great.
Thankfully. But see, that's what comes with serial monogamy.
Right. Right. Closing off your options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Settling
door. Quick.
It's not quick. It's not.
Okay. It's a prolonged courtship.
So I'm not afraid to be single.
Okay. All right.
It's not that it's like a fear thing. Mm-hmm. It's just that I tend to be very attracted. When I get really attracted to someone,
I see.
Like immediately find some investment there.
Right. And I see. I mean, what we're talking about is just different psychological issues that we both have that lead us to different things. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that's what... So, like, if you were single and you're going on, like, if you go on, like, two dates with someone, you're like...
I will tell you straight up if like it's not happening.
Cool. Which so, is I would appreciate.
Yeah. And
how
I'm
am
not,
I doing?
I'm not like a ghoster or blocker. Yeah.
That's nice.
So if I like go out with someone and I'm not
no,
like
the vibes
into
aren't
it,
there.
I'll send a text and be like, hey, I really appreciate dinner. Had a really good time
right.
getting to know you. No, I didn't feel like a lot of chemistry.
Okay, so that's interesting. So if somebody, let's say you, if they don't get that text,
they have a chance.
The probability that you'll end up dating them for like a year plus is pretty high, is what you're
Very
saying.
Very high.
After the, even like the first
but
date.
But a lot of people have gotten that
yeah,
text.
Yeah, I believe it.
And it's, for a while there, it was copy and paste.
Wow. Okay.
And I was actually on Hinge.
Mm.
And my profile kept getting flagged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was like, they were like, "Oh, you're a catfish." I'm like, "God, yeah. give a girl a chance."
Come on, yeah. Let me. Yeah, Hinge is hilarious.
Yeah.
Were you trying to fuck like a middle manager?
I was trying to find someone like in real estate. I was like, maybe I'll just find like the average
some boring dude.
That, yeah.
Some boring,
told you,
ugly.
Medium ugly, kind mm-hmm. of fat,
plus size.
Ugh. Yep. All day long,
yeah,
dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
okay.
That's usually where
real estate, maybe podcasting. What do you
Never
think?
Podcasting.
Okay, just throwing it out there, something to consider.
My boyfriend now owns a barbecue restaurant.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
that's pretty sick.
That's pretty good.
That'll keep him a little fat his whole life, a little plump.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the daddy vibe.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Absolutely. Who are you talking to?
Hey,
that's my whole thing. That's how this is all going.
When you go to a restaurant, do you ever unbuckle your pants if you eat too much?
That's a little too far even for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I do that.
You do that.
I do that.
Well, that's because your pants you probably have to like be lowered into. Do you know what I mean? You probably have like like tight ass leather pants. Like, no one should, you know what I mean? I feel like most of your pants are like that, very form-fitting.
I have stopped wearing jeans to dinner. Mm. It's crazy how fast you expand
right,
in them,
right.
And I can't
Yeah,
I can't do
That's
it.
That's a big issue.
Yeah.
That's fun that you're kind of like Al Bundy at the dinner table, basically.
And I'll do it, like, it depends on, so that depends on how close we are in a relationship.
Right.
If it's new, I'll go to the bathroom and undo a notch.
Yes.
If we've been dating for a second.
Let it out. I honestly would, that would be a huge, I would feel so, like, I would feel such a sense of closeness if my girlfriend did that in front of me.
It's like farting
if
next
let
to
it
each
hang.
Other.
Well, it's like farting with no smell. It's kind of the perfect thing.
It is
thing.
Silent.
You know, silent, you know.
How
also,
do you feel about farting with someone?
You know, I'm actually, for as, you know, for as open as I am to many things, I do, I'm going to go traditional on that one as well.
Really?
I don't let them fly. Mine are brutal too. You don't
want
to. You don't want to be around them.
Yikes!
You know, so I'll, you know, maybe hit the terrace. You know what I mean? Maybe
just go out there, open.
Be like, I need some fresh air, and then you just see me like, and then come back immediately in beautiful fresh air.
Yeah,
you can hear it through the glass, the glass door.
So are you a So when you go to the bathroom, do you shut the door?
Oh yeah. If I'm shitting 100%, that's crazy. I can't be. That's
really.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming through real patriarchy on this one.
I would have an anxiety attack
if it was closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have hilarious like clinging issues. Like we've barely known each other, and I see exactly what's going on here.
I like to. I like to watch. I like want to be in the bathroom and brush my teeth while you take a shit.
That's insanity. That's one of the like few. Like, that's one of the most beautiful moments of solitude a person gets in their life.
You don't
I feel
get
like.
That with me.
That's where your phone, you know, that's where you're, that's where life really, you get the essence of life. At the end of the day, we're all alone. And again, we all have to get it. You know, we're just like, it's, you gotta just survive, just the brutal shit. I don't want my girlfriend over there seeing me at my lowest, at my worst, seeing the faces I'm, it's not even the smells, it's like what it's doing to me, how in pain what I'm eating is. What the damage I'm doing to my body never is more clear than when I'm shitting, and I just cannot have a woman I love see me in that state.
Well,
I need her at the end of the day to respect me as the man of the house.
Well, as our first date, I would try to break you.
Wow.
Of that, if it were
interesting.
Me.
Yeah.
I'd try to see how long it took me to get you to take a shit
man.
With me in the bathroom.
It would be a really long time.
You're sticking to these guns.
I think so.
So is this a deal breaker?
I mean, think about you're shitting and someone's just like, let me in there. Let me in there. That would be weird, right? If you're like, no, thanks, I'm okay.
Yeah.
if you ask a couple times, that's kind of on you, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of not respecting my boundaries, that kind of thing.
Oh, we have boundaries?
I think, yeah, again, you really have some stuff to figure
out. Oh, I don't like boundaries.
Yeah. You're hot enough to have gotten away with that your whole life, and it's not healthy. You got to figure that out.
Hopefully my boyfriend doesn't watch this episode. Yeah. All right, so we'll move on to my dessert question here.
Let's do it.
I will give you options. Pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
What is the most romantic date you've ever planned?
Oh, wow. Damn, I don't want to say the real one because it's too special to me for podcasting.
What do you mean? Like you're going to reuse it?
No. It's like a nice memory. You know, I don't want to fucking tear up in front of these animals.
Oh,
you know what
please.
I mean? No, I can't do it. Sorry. But, you know, I've done.
What if I, like, promise to let you shit in peace? See, I'm a good negotiator.
No, because that's not really good negotiating. That was my starting line. That's not really on the table at all. So you're kind of like trying to win something back.
And then trying to bulldoze over
a second boundary.
Yeah.
You're trying to respect one boundary
this
by bulldozing
about
over another one.
Getting what I want.
Yes, I see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the
but
most.
It ain't going to happen though.
Fine, then pick a
Two.
Different question.
Two. I just did.
What's the best birthday gift you have ever given to a significant other?
One time. This was when I was younger in college. I had a girlfriend. My girlfriend she studied abroad in Austria, and it was like one of the best experiences she had ever had. So I drove to a specialty store and got a bunch of Austrian a little beer from there,
aww,
like a little dessert from there, some and then had a little picnic for her with all the stuff she was missing from that. So I felt pretty good about that.
That
was like
is
a real
cute
sentimental one.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I like to do some stuff like that.
Do you consider yourself romantic?
Yeah, I think when I'm in a relationship, I am a pretty sensitive little guy when it comes down to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At my core, I think so.
Balance out those anger issues.
Yeah, those are going away. We got those under control. We're fine. I've been therapy. I'm all set. Just don't fucking talk when I'm trying to watch a fucking movie. Don't ruin my night out with my lady, you fucking piece of shit. That's how I would been behind him and be like, okay, well, I already said, be quiet, please. So just come on, keep it down, man. Everyone's trying to have a good time here. That's what it would be like. So we're all just kind of trying to enjoy Killers of the Flower Moon. Scorsese is a master. This might be his last great one. And that's what it would be like. And she's like, can you chill out? I'm like, I'm chill. I am chill. I'm actually really chill. It would just kind of really devolve like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a sense of it. You're already turning a little red. We've got a hot tomato.
You're right. I do. I'm already pissed off with this fake guy.
No one ever talk to Stavros in a movie theater. Well, where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, StaviBaby2, on YouTube, Stavros Halkis, just my name. And the most important thing is that December 5th, I have a special coming out on Netflix, Fat Rascal. And if you're in New York, my last tour date will be at the Beacon Theater on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So those tickets are, we're over halfway sold out. I've added, it's the third show we've added. It's the last show of this whole tour. It's going to be really fun. I'm very excited. So it'll be a special one. Come out and see us if you're in New York.
All right. Well, I would have a second date with you. I'd love to have you back.
I love it.
Well, before you leave, I'll point out your red flags really quick.
Let's do it.
You're a big fan of hoes.
That's the greenest flag.
I mean, I guess if you're a hoe.
Yeah. Girls, don't listen to her. You keep hitting me up.
You think that my red flag is being monogamous?
No, clingy is actually, I've edited it to.
But you have boundaries that are unbreachable.
Shitting alone? You would say that's kind of a crazy.
Unbreachable.
Well, look, you can chip away at them slowly.
Okay, see, now I'm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll give you some daylight.
It's like a shade of red then. It's
right.
Pink.
It's a rosé flag.
Rosé flag. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Thank you for coming
of
on my
course.
Show.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
First date, baby. Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?